from Alabama went to church for the first time in her life while visiting her grandparents in Michigan. When the pastor announced that it was time for the Lord's Supper, she was both excited and hungry. So the congregation filed up to the altar rail, and she watched in confusion when she saw her grandparents receiving a wafer and a small plastic cup of wine. She could hardly wait to get back to her seat, you know, when she said to her grandma, "But Jesus Christ was not from Michigan." "How do you know that?" the grandma asked. "Because that was the poorest meal I have ever seen. Mama would have at least given everybody some cornmeal and sweet tea." So that was that. Well, we do know that Jesus belongs to everybody. Jesus could be from Appleton. Jesus could be from Michigan or Alabama, and so on and so forth. So that brings me to what I want to talk about today. First, I want to acknowledge the fact that we have actually put behind us 2020 and now into 2021. But as we move into 2021, we also take with us some amount of gratitude in our hearts, even though we had difficult challenges in 2020. Gratitude in our hearts for God being with us up till this moment. And that is why I also want to use this opportunity to thank all of you, the different actors who played vital roles in making sure that our parish is still being sustained. You know, most especially our cherished volunteers. And then, of course, every other person who is holding some positions or held some positions in the past, and everyone that has actually played one role or the other in helping us to get to this moment. Because without you, there will be no Saint Bernard. So I want to thank you from my heart, all of you, for playing your part and remaining faithful. Thank you. Now, I want also to talk about something about myself in relation to my mission, my vocation. You know, the priesthood is a mystery, and it's such a huge mystery because it's never separated from Christ himself, the Catholic priesthood, from Christ himself. And so in that sense, the priests share in Jesus's threefold mission of teaching, sanctifying, and governing. When I say governing, I'm talking about shepherding his people, shepherding souls. So our work is not limited, the priestly work is not limited to leading at worship, for instance, like celebrating the Mass, or hearing confession, celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation, but it goes beyond that to so many other areas, especially of our spiritual life. So what I'm saying in essence is that I want you to know that I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Your concerns are my concerns. Your problems are my problems. You know, I want to be of help. You know, because this exercising my priestly duty goes even into all of that. And because we are part and parcel of Christ, I mean, this office we hold and exercise, it's our life. It's actually our life. And Christ, because the church is the living body of Christ, and Christ himself is the head. Christ is never absent from his body or from his church. He continues to act, carrying on his saving work through the church, through his body, through his members. So the priest also can also do that, because he acts through the priest in persona Christi, Baptisti. So in the person of Christ, the head. So I want you to feel free to always, call out to me, share your concerns with me. If you want me to pray with you, I can pray with you. We can spend time to organize some kind of personal prayer for whatever that should be, because the priest has that moral and spiritual obligation to your privacy or confidentiality, as well as to your spiritual security in terms of being the pastor of soul. So I'm here for you anytime you need some kind of spiritual help or prayer or advice or counseling. I am here for you. Amen. Amen. So coming to the reflection of today, you see, many people experience moments which prove to be a decisive turning point in their life. They face moments of fundamental decision making, you know, which after that it changes everything about them. You know, and such moment can be, thrust upon you, you know, in such a way, almost like a bolt out of the blue. You know, some of us can testify to that. And personally, I have known such moment of drastic decision making. So, Jesus also knew such moment in his life. You see, in the gospel of today gives us one of those decisive moments in the life of Jesus. You know, we are talking about him coming forward to receive baptism from his cousin, John the Baptist. You know, one would have expected the other way around, but because Jesus is infinitely superior to John the Baptist, but Jesus subjected himself, you know, to that event. Now, the questions we may ask ourselves will be this. One, why did Jesus submit to that penitential rite, to that public admission of one's sinfulness? How many of us would really do that? Public submission to one's sinfulness. And then the second question will be, why did Jesus have to wait that long, for 30 years, before this particular event? But I would like to begin with the second question. You see, prior to this event, Jesus had lived the comparatively quiet and secured life of a village carpenter in Nazareth. And within that period of hidden years, Jesus was maturing, growing in wisdom and grace. And remember what happened after he was found in the temple. And, you know, he said to his mother, it was about time for me to be in my father's house. And then the mother said, we have been anxiously looking for you. And after that, the Bible said that he went home and be subject to them, and he grew in wisdom and grace. So this kind of mission and ministry that Jesus has embarked upon required a period of apprenticeship and formation, a period of spirit, of growth in wisdom and grace. Just like many of us would need such a moment in our life during our formative years, for it's beginning from home, and then we move outside our home. You know, parents have their primary roles to play in that regard. And eventually we come into the society. And for the priest as well, our formative years in the major seminary has helped to form each and every one of us, you know. So we need such moments in life. And besides, Jesus began to do something before have that training before he could really go out to preach. And he made sure that his own garden was blossoming. His own garden was blossoming before he set out to show others what to do with their own garden. You cannot give what you do not have. So that was Jesus. Now, on that particular day that he received baptism, it was not just a moment of initiating him into his mission or, you know, the public ministry. It was also a moment of the inauguration of a new world, of the new creation, which will be reconstituted in Christ Jesus himself. He was reconstituting a new humanity. And that is why, because at the first creation, which we find in the book of Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth through him. Now, in that baptism, in that River Jordan where he was baptized, Jesus not only sanctified waters of the Jordan, but he also sanctified the waters of the whole earth. So, and through that, he gave new water to the church for her saving and sanctifying mission. That is, we're talking about baptism here, the font of baptism, which, because the church is like a mother, and the font of baptism is like the womb. So that's where the mother church gets her spiritual rebirth, gets her children for the kingdom of God or the new humanity. So Jesus, in Jesus Christ, we have this new humanity. And that is why when we are baptized, we are incorporated into Christ. We automatically enter into the mystical body of Christ, the church. That is the new world, or the new humanity. And we must have that relationship with the church, because Jesus initiated this relationship, and this relationship continues through our communion with him, through prayer, through his word, which we hear from the scriptures and are broken, and we read it personally on our own, through his word, and then through all the sacraments of the church. Because through all of that, we continue to experience that dynamism of the life of the Spirit or the life of the Trinity. You know, our life become enriched, and it is all still within the church. The church is like a mother to us. And so we are asked, because of, through this baptism of Jesus today, we are encouraged to continue to listen to the voice of the Spirit, which we received in baptism, which sets us into a journey, or into that program of Jesus, of recreating the world, of helping to spread justice and peace to all nations, because that is Jesus' task, as we heard in the first reading of today. He has come, like he told us in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. You know, the Spirit has been given to me, or anointed me, to do this, to do that, all about spreading the justice and peace to all nations. And we are supposed to be part of that, because we are part of his body. Through baptism, we have a mission with Jesus Christ, which himself and the Holy Spirit initiated. We are to continue through the church to bring about that new humanity that himself inaugurated through his baptism.